Kellogg's Pep, the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, invite you to Rockin' Into the Future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Soaring out of the blackness of the void and circling the planet Mars, the rocket cruiser Polaris completes the first half of a training flight which will prove conclusively whether Astro is a victim of space fever, the most dreaded disease of all spacemen, a disease that will ground the man forever, keep him from ever flying a rocket ship again. Now, as the spaceship is secured on the landing ramp at Marsport, Captain Strong calls his crew to the control deck.
All right, cadets, you can have 4 hours' liberty. It'll take the maintenance crew at least that long to repair the Polaris.
Liberty? Oh, brother, just what I was hoping for.
But only 4 hours, Cadet Manning, not a second longer.
Aye, aye, Captain Strong.
You boys can blast off anytime you wish. I'll stay on the ship with the maintenance crew.
4 hours, that's a lifetime. Here's where the Martian dolls get a break. How do I look, Tom?
Repulsive, as usual.
I like you, too, Junior. See you later.
Hey, Manning, you mind if I come with you?
Sure, Harvey, you can watch the master operate.
Okay. So long, Tom. I'll be seeing you,
Astro. So long, Harvey. You know, Astro, that Harvey isn't a bad guy at all. He was right on the ball when the fire broke out.
Yeah, sure. A real hot shot.
Well, don't take it out on him, Astro. He had nothing to do with replacing you in the unit. Say, have you any plans for this Liberty?
Why, Tom, has Captain Strong told you to keep an eye on me?
Say, what's eating you? You're acting like a spoiled kid. I'm on your side, Astro, remember?
Thanks. But if you don't mind, I'll work things out in my own way. And I don't need any help from you, nursemaid.
Hey, you guys, better step on it. Captain Strong's almost ready to blast off. Get into your fatigues.
Okay, okay, don't rush me, Tom. There's plenty of time.
Enjoy your liberty, Harvey.
Oh, I sure did.
Hey, what about Astro? You fellas see anything of him?
No, not me, Tom.
Me either.
I hope he's all right.
Be great if he misses blast off. That'll be his finish.
You'd kind of like that, wouldn't you, Manny?
Huh?
Astro, I was getting worried about you.
Why don't you mind your own business? I'm doing all right by myself.
Attention all hands. The repairs to the Polaris are completed. We raise ship in 5 minutes. Take your stations.
Jupiter, I better hurry.
Astro, you better get into your fatigues. You haven't got much time.
That can wait. I'm going up to the control deck. There are a few things I want to straighten out with Captain Strong.
Huh. I wonder what he's up to now.
I don't know. But that four-hour liberty didn't seem to help his disposition any.
Strong? What? Oh, Astro. What are you doing here? You'd better get topside. We raise ship in 5 minutes.
And I'm still a passenger.
I'm afraid so, Astro.
But I came through the last trip without any trouble. Why can't I join the crew now?
Sorry. Your test period isn't over yet.
How long is this test period? Forever?
Now, listen, Astro. I'm getting a little tired of your belligerent attitude. When I think you're ready for duty, I'll let you know. Now, will you please stop bothering me?
Very well, sir. Then I guess this is as good a time as any to let you know. As soon as we get back to Earth, I'm resigning from Space Academy.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spacemen, if you want to talk about rocket ship power, then the man to talk to is somebody like Tom Corbett. He knows plenty about those rocket ship burners. Why, just the other day, he was telling...
Then to turn the ship, you set the steering vanes inside the rocket tubes and just give the steering rockets a little old blast. Just like that. You know, the cadets need energy, just like a rocket ship does. That's why we help ourselves to plenty of Kellogg's Pep at breakfast time. Then, when we have to turn out for action afterwards, we've got a supply of food energy to call on. Pep gives you the kind of food values a spaceman needs to build strong bones, strong muscle, and healthy teeth. So if you spacemen out there are thinking of joining up at the Academy someday, why, I'd sure suggest that you start eating plenty of Kellogg's Pep starting tomorrow morning.
That's right, Tom. For build-up food values, and don't forget that swell flavor, too, the cereal you want is Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Returning to the Polaris after 4 hours' liberty on the planet Mars, Astro has made an important decision. And now, as the powerful rocket ship is prepared for a blastoff, he reports to the control deck to inform Captain Strong.
That's what I said, sir. As soon as we return to Earth, I'm resigning from Space Academy.
Resigning? Now, wait, Astro. Why don't you think about this a little more?
Oh, during the past couple of days, sir, I've thought of nothing else.
I see.
We're ready to blast off, sir. Cadet Harvey's standing by on the power deck.
I'll have the radar bridge warmed up and two shakes of the Space Bug's antenna, sir.
Oh, very well, cadets, but before you take your stations, I think I'd better tell you that your shipmate, Astro, intends to resign from the Academy.
Astro, you're kidding.
This is nothing to kid about, Tom.
Well, now I've heard everything. Mr. Space Academy himself, the guy who waved the flag at me every time I opened my mouth about the Academy. Now he's quitting.
That's enough, Manning. One more crack out of you and you'll make this trip in the brig. Now take your station.
Aye, aye, sir.
Astro, we won't discuss this anymore right now. You'd better go to your bunk and secure yourself for blastoff.
Look, sir.
Yes?
I don't want you to think that I'm a... Well, never mind, sir.
All right. Strap in, Tom.
He's just rattled, Captain Strong. He's been taking a beating ever since the day he blacked out. He didn't really mean what he said.
I think he did, Tom. Well, there's no time to discuss it now. Attention, crew. Prepare to raise ship. Power deck, check in. Full report.
Power deck, aye. Rocket head temperatures normal. Holding standard space speed.
Radar bridge, check in.
Radar bridge, aye. Have cleared Mars orbit, level 3. Just in time, sir. There's quite a storm down there.
Are we on orbit to Earth?
Dead on, sir.
Very well. You come down and relieve Corbett at the controls.
Me?
This is still a training flight, Manning. Get down here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, Tom.
Sir?
You take over on the radar bridge. You can use the astrogation experience.
Glad of the chance, sir.
I'll go below and see how Harvey handles himself. And Tom, if Astro leaves his bunk, send him down to me, will you?
Are you going to talk to him, sir?
I'll try my best. See you later.
Okay, Junior, you're relieved. Let a real space pilot take over.
Okay, hotshot. I'm handling the radar bridge.
Radar bridge? How about going to see your pal, Astro? You can hold his hand.
Why don't you lay off him, Roger? Do you have to needle him every time you see him?
What's the matter? Can he take it?
He's taken enough and too much from you.
All right, go on. Blast off.
You just keep your jets plucked.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's getting so blasted sensitive around here.
Hey, Manning. Where's Captain Strong?
Why, Mr. Astro, isn't your cabin comfortable? What are you doing here? Maybe you'd like the royal suite.
I asked you where Captain Strong is.
He went below. You must have just missed him.
Thanks.
What do you want him for, anyway? To cry on his shoulder?
I'll write you a letter.
Yeah? You know how to spell the word quitter?
Well, you crummy little space worm.
Careful, Astro. You're liable to black out again. But this time, it won't be from space fever.
I'll give you space fever, you... Yeah.
Break it up, I said.
Sorry, sir. I started.
I don't care who started it. I won't tolerate fighting on my ship. Manning, I'm logging you for this. And as for you, Astro, if you don't take that chip off your shoulder, you'll be confined to quarters for the rest of the trip.
Yes, sir.
Now pick up that intercom, Manning.
Yes, sir. Control deck, go ahead.
Roger, this is Tom. I've been taking readings of the sun with the infrared octant. And something funny is happening out there. I found a sunspot that must be at least 300,000 miles in diameter.
300,000 miles? You're space-happy, Tom.
Maybe I am. I'm not the astrogator you are, but my figures aren't that far off. Not only that, but the spot seems to be growing bigger all the time.
You'd better get up there and check that, Manning.
Okay, sir, but Corbett must be seeing spots in front of his eyes.
I hope so, because if he's right, we're running into serious trouble. Attention all hands. Now hear this. We're on our way back to Marsport. Break out your space suits and magnetic traction boots and have them near you at all times. I want you to be prepared for any emergency.
Captain Strong, our gyro stabilizer's out.
Hang on. I'll try to control the ship manually. Oh, there. Yeah, that's better. Anyone hurt?
Okay, here, sir.
No damage topside, sir.
Harvey, are you all right?
Just a couple of bumps. That's all, sir.
Now listen, everybody. Our automatic pilot is out. We'll have to operate this ship manually. If the sunspots don't give us any further trouble, we'll manage.
I'll cut her down to half space speed, sir. We may ride easier that way.
It's a good idea, Tom. I'm going below to check the power plant. And tell Astro to come down to the control deck. He'll be safer here.
Aye, aye, sir. Astro, check in. Astro, come in.
What are you blasting your jets about, Tom?
Oh, Astro, I was just trying to get a hold of you. Captain Strong wants you to stay down here.
Okay, so I'm here. Listen, Roger called me a quitter. Do you think I'm a quitter?
Of course not. But why do you want to resign from the Academy?
Can't you see what it'd be like if I were grounded? Me nailed to a desk, lorded over by guys like Manning? Tom, I'm a spaceman.
Aren't you a little ahead of yourself, Astro? No one said you had space fever.
Oh, I'm no fool. I can see which way the wind is blowing. Look at this setup. We're in trouble. If the power plant goes before we can get back to Mars, we'll be helpless. But Captain Strong won't even let me get near it. I'm a passenger, just so much dead weight.
Control deck, go ahead.
We're in landing orbit to Marsport, Junior. Get ready.
Okay, Roger. I'll get the skipper up. Control deck to power deck.
Power deck, aye. Captain Strong here.
We're approaching Marsport, sir. Ready to land.
Okay, I'll be right up. Oh, hey, wait a minute. The lights are flickering.
And here too, sir.
Well, I better stay down here. This power plant may go any minute.
Give me that intercom, Tom. Captain Strong, this is Astro. I can help Harvey on the power deck if you want me to.
No, Astro, stay where you are.
Very well,
sir. Corbett, can you handle the landing yourself?
I'm sure I can, sir.
Right, then. Don't spare the neutrons. We want to get down in a hurry.
Hey, Roger, come in. Give me our heading to...
Hold it a minute, Tom. I was just going to call you. Take a look through the viewport toward Ursa Minor. Get a load of what's coming at us.
Great galaxy. It looks like a space cyclone.
Cyclone in space? You're off your orbit, Tom.
It must be, Astro. That sunspot probably tore some solar atmosphere away. We've got to land before that cyclone hits us and blows us clear out of the universe.
Attention, crew. I'm firing nose rockets to start our descent, and I'm not braking the ship until we get to 10,000 feet. Corbett, it's up to you to hold us level.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stand by. We're going in.
Astro, sit here and give me altitude readings.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, right, Tom. Down to 150,000 feet. Look at that cyclone. Come on.
I don't see how it can miss us.
It isn't going to, fellas. Brace yourselves.
Wow, this is fierce. Are we dropping at all, Astro?
We're at 100,000 feet, but we're being blown way off course.
Roger, what's our position?
The only thing I can tell you is we're still over Mars, but who knows where?
75,000 feet. How in blazes can you hold this ship steady, Tom?
Believe me, Astro, it isn't easy. Take that, will you?
Right. Control deck, aye.
Hello, Corbett.
Well, this is Astro, sir.
Astro, what are you doing there?
Tom needed help, sir.
Oh, well, all right. Tell him our power is going fast. Just pray it last until we land. If our power goes and we can't fire our braking rocket...
Got it, sir. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
20,000 feet.
Hang on, Astro. Captain Strong, prepare to blast braking rockets.
15,000 feet. 14. 13. 12. 11.
Blast braking rockets full.
Braking rockets full. Start praying, boys.
I don't know where we're landing, sir. We can't see a thing.
But it's too late to worry about that. Just hope we land right side up and on some solid ground.
Down to 1,000 feet, we aren't slowing up enough.
Attention all stations, brace for crash landing. Brace for crash landing.
Return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment, so stand by. Spaceman, do you have a complete collection of magic moving picture eyes? You know, you can get 16 different magic eyes all together, each one jam-packed with exciting action. And say, if you get two of a kind, you can always trade them with your friends for the ones you don't have. Look for the magic eye that shows you Clyde Beatty, the famous animal trainer. And there's another magic eye with an action picture of a Douglas jet plane. Yes, get all 16 magic eyes. They make swell decorations for belts, hats, and jackets. And remember, you don't mail in for them. You don't even have to wait for them. You get a magic eye free at no extra cost in every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's just about the best bargain you ever had a chance at. A delicious whole wheat cereal with a tempting malty-rich flavor and a magic eye besides. Start your collection today. Get magic eye pictures of trains, planes, movie stars, and sports stars. You'll see them all on the magic eye. And just remember, you get another magic eye free at no extra cost in every package of Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. gigantic sunspot sends powerful shockwaves throughout the solar system, the rocket cruiser Polaris is caught in a space cyclone. Returning to Mars with its power plant failing fast and visibility zero, the spaceship crash lands somewhere on the surface of the red planet.
Astro, you're right.
I think so, Tom. At least I seem to be able to move everything.
Well, we've landed anyway, and we're still alive. Better see how the others made out.
Hey, the intercom is out.
I'm not surprised. Roger, are you all right?
Sure, no thanks to you. I'll bet Harvey could have landed this crate better.
Well, it's easy to see you're all right.
Roger!
What are you so excited about, Harvey?
Captain Strong is hurt. He's pinned down by one of the reaction tanks, and I can't move it.
Well, come on, let's get down there. All right, fellas, together now. Lift it! That's it.
Captain Strong's unconscious. He needs medical care. And in a hurry.
Where are we anyway? I'll go get a medic.
That's going to be real easy. We've landed smack in the middle of the Martian desert.
Well, here's the bad news, fellas. It'll take hours to get our communication system working. Not only that, our hull is sprung. We've lost our reaction mass, and we're completely without power.
That's great. We're nothing but a dead piece of space junk in the middle of the Martian desert.
If we only knew where those Martian oxygen booster plants are located in this desert, we could get help.
Yeah, but where are you going
to
look?
I'll go out and try to find one.
Oh, thanks, Harvey. I'm afraid we'll all have to go and try it in different directions.
What about Captain Strong?
Astro will have to stay here with him.
Well, why me, Tom?
Well, that's the way Captain Strong would have wanted it. Besides, Astro, this is a big responsibility.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's get out of there, fellas. And keep your communicators open.
Don't worry, Astro, my boy. Even with space fever, you can always be a nurse.
Hello, Harvey. Check in. Any luck?
No, not a bit, Tom. There isn't a sign of anything but sand as far as I can see.
All right, keep looking. How about you, Roger? What have you to report?
What have I to report? I've swallowed about 2 tons of sand. I feel like a tropical beach.
Cut it, Raj. Any sign of help?
No, and if you ask me, this is the most space-happy thing we've done yet.
No one's asking you. Keep looking. Astro, come in. How's the skipper?
No change. He's in pretty bad shape.
Well, do what you can for him, Astro. We're going to move farther out into the desert. Yeah. What is it, Harvey?
This wind is too much for me. I can't see a thing.
I know, Harvey. I'm having the same trouble. How are you doing, Roger?
I'm beat. This wind's blowing like 60, and it's hot as a furnace. Besides, I can't see. The sand's worse than the fog.
All right, I guess there's no use continuing now. We'll have to go back to the ship until this sandstorm blows over.
No sign of Roger, Tom. Astro and I have been watching for him at the airlock. Doesn't even answer us on the communicator.
Blasted. He's had more than enough time to get back to the Polaris.
You want me to go out and look for him?
No, you'll never find him in that sandstorm, Harvey. You'll only get lost yourself. Just stay with Astro at the entrance port and keep trying to contact him.
All right, Tom. Hey, how about Captain Strong? Will you stick with him?
Yes, he seems to be a little better now. Maybe he'll come out of it soon.
Well, I hope so. Hey, what in blazes? Tom, Astro's disappeared.
What?
He isn't here. He must have gone out to look for Roger.
Why, the space-happy idiot. He'll never find Roger. And we'll be lucky if we ever find him.
Tom, it's no use. Isn't even a footprint. Sand has covered everything.
Oh, they must be out here somewhere, Harvey. They couldn't have gotten very far. I'm going to keep looking until I find them.
Stick with you, Tom.
Well, come on. Spread out a little more.
The sand is hot.
Yeah.
It's a tough walking up and down these dunes.
Yeah, it sure is. When I think... Oh!
Tom, be careful. You hurt yourself?
No, I just stepped in a soft spot and I... Hey, Harvey, come over here, quick. I found them!
Thank you.
Captain Strong, it was sheer luck that I tripped over them. They were covered by at least a foot of sand.
You were no luckier than I was to find Roger, Tom.
I guess I was the luckiest. I don't even remember what happened. I was trying to get back to the Polaris, and it was like bucking a wall of wind and sand. The next thing I knew, this Venusian ape was bending over me, and I thought I was having a nightmare.
Well, all I can say, Astro, for a fellow who's supposed to have space fever, you showed tremendous presence of mind and quick action. If it weren't for those oxygen masks and that cover, neither of you would be here now.
I've got the radio working, Captain Strong. I've contacted the oxygen booster station near here. They're sending over a first aid crew.
Thank you, Harvey. Well, we'll be getting back to Marsport soon, and then home to Space Academy.
Captain Strong, while I was under that blanket of sand with the wind howling over us and not knowing if I'd ever leave this Martian desert, I had plenty of time to think things over.
Yes, Astro?
Well, I've made up my mind that no matter what the doctors decide, I'll stay at the Academy.
Even if it means becoming an earthworm and flying a desk?
Yes, sir. Even that.
Well, after what you went through today, I'm pretty sure your examinations will prove that you never had space fever.
And, Astro.
Yeah, Roger?
I'm not good at saying these things, but... Oh, blast it, I'm sorry.
Oh, skip it, Rog.
Say, Astro, how did you find Roger anyhow?
It was a cinch, Harvey. While I was wandering around on the desert, all of a sudden there was so much wind and hot air around me, I knew he had to be near.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Tuesday, when a nearly fatal explosion sends the crew of the Polaris rocketing through the void in search of a missing ship in the strange mystery of the Asteroid of Danger. Tune in same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Jan Merlin, Al Markham, Edward Bryce, and Jack Grimes. Today's program was written by Jack Weinstock and Willie Gilbert. Directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret! In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Brand has a secret.
This program came to you from New York. America is sold on ABC, the American broadcast.